This podcast is produced by Audiophi.
The greatest comfort in life is having a close relationship with God. Welcome to Devotions with Bishop Herson Gonzalez. This is a brand new season of Devotions with Bishop Herson Gonzalez. Hey, that's me. We're switching the format up a little bit to make it a bit more personal. And with any hope, we'll be able to get you into the presence of God with our devotions. In the church I lead, we're ending 31 days of praying and fasting. In our devotion today, we'll be discussing the presence of God. If this podcast is a blessing to you, please like, share, and subscribe. It really helps us out when you do that. Let's get into today's devotion. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41, 10. In the Christian belief, the concept of the presence of God is foundational and multifaceted, encompassing both the theological understanding and a deep personal experience. At its core, it signifies the omnipresence of God, meaning that God is present everywhere at all times, transcending spatial and temporal limitations. This omnipotence is not merely a passive existence, but let me tell you, but an active engagement with creation, sustaining and upholding the universe through divine providence. All of that is just a fancy way of saying, God, the God that created you, He knows you, He sees you everywhere you go, He knows your innermost thoughts. We believe in the immanence of God. When we preach, when we teach, we emphasize His closeness and accessibility to humanity. This immanence is exemplified in the incarnation of Jesus Christ, where God took on human flesh to dwell among His people, thereby bridging the gap between the divine and the human. Through Christ, we believe that we can experience the presence of God in a tangible and intimate way, encountering His love, His grace, and His mercy. The presence of God is also manifested through the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who indwells believers and empowers them for Christian living. The Spirit's presence is seen as a comforting and guiding force, leading individuals into deeper communication with God and empowering them to bear witness to His transformative power in the world. When we gather together to seek the presence of God corporately, wherever there are two or three gathered in His name, He is there among them, the Bible says in Matthew 18, 20. Therefore, through prayer, praise, and reading the Scriptures, we believers cultivate an awareness of God's presence and seek to align our lives with His will. The presence of God is not confined to the sacred places or religious rituals, but it permeates every aspect of our lives as believers. Ultimately, our understanding of the presence of God encompasses both the theological truth and the lived reality, shaping the way we perceive the world and our place in it. Pray this prayer with me. Sometimes I get so lost in my life and don't know what to do, God. During these times, I wish I knew you more. Help me to grow closer to you and understand you. I want to hear your voice and let you guide me on this road called life. Please draw closer to me and surround me with people that will help me to know you personally. Ignite a spark in my heart to have a personal relationship with you. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for another Devotions with Bishop. I'm going to leave you with this quote from R. Allen Woods. It takes practice to become proficient at something. Practicing the presence of God will make us good at it. Get into the presence of God as often as you can. Do it daily. And I promise you, the more you practice the presence of God, the better you'll get at it. We'll see you next time. God bless you.